And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Whoopi Goldberg is in the news. She discovered the hard way that calling federal law enforcement agents violent criminals, well, it takes some backpedaling and a little fancy footwork when the cameras come back from commercial break. Because on The View earlier this week, Goldberg complained that ICE was supposed to be rounding up the worst of the worst, but concluded that the real violent criminals were actually inside the agency itself. Then, as the show came back from a commercial break, suddenly she was scrambling to clarify that she was merely using nuance, which apparently means saying something inflammatory and then pretending you meant something else entirely. Speaking of immigration enforcement doing its job, the State Department just announced it's revoked over 100,000 visas since Trump took office. Turns out when you actually enforce the rules written into law, things actually happen rather quickly. The Supreme Court spent 3.5 hours earlier this week hearing arguments about whether states can keep men out of women's sports, and based on the justices' questions, biological reality might be making a comeback. Justice Alito pressed the ALCU's lawyers on a rather fundamental question: what exactly is the definition of sex? And the response from the attorneys: they don't have a definition for the court and aren't disputing definitions, but somehow they still want to argue there's discrimination on the basis of sex. Chief Justice Roberts joined in, noting that Title IX prohibits discrimination based on sex, so the term must mean something. And that same commitment to protecting women extends to a Senate hearing on the dangers of abortion pills that will happen this week. Senator Bill Cassidy's Health Committee will examine how chemical abortion drugs not only kill innocent babies, but also put women in serious danger. Recent analysis shows that nearly 11% of women suffer sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, and other medical conditions after taking mifepristone, significantly higher than the abortion industry admits. In more encouraging news, Bible sales have doubled since 2019 in both the U.S. and the U.K., with American sales hitting a 21-year high at 19 million units. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent revealed this week that between $300 and $600 billion in federal spending, up to 10% of the entire budget, is stolen annually through fraud. That's not waste or inefficiency, that's actual theft. Finally, Canada's Statistics Department wanted to add a non-binary category to monthly jobs reports, but had to admit defeat when they discovered less than 0.25% of Canadians actually identify that way, too small a population to even track. Reality has an interesting way of showing up in the data, doesn't it? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.